Maya was part of the landmark Third Sculpture International Exhibition in 1949, presented by the Fairmont Park Art Association, now the Association for Public Art. I'm Patricia Phillips, the Chief Academic Officer at Moore College of Art and Design here in Philadelphia. At the time, the exhibition was widely acclaimed as one of the most important sculpture exhibitions in the world.
Gerhard Marx made Maya in 1942 in the middle of the Second World War in Third Reich Germany, and a sculptor is trying to make a modernist piece. Making that, he knew he would never be able to exhibit it. So it is a piece he makes for himself. My name is Ari Hartog, and I'm the director of the Gerhard Marx House in Bremen.
The bottom line is that by the late Weimar Republic, the late 20s, art was a strategic tool of the Nazi Party, and they used it strategically. So you can't find a kind of consistent pattern in what they believed or one particular kind of art that they loved, but you can find patterns in the art that they vilified. Communist artists, Jewish artists, artists that were associated with social democratic governments. My name is Paul Jaskett. I'm a professor of art history at Duke University.
And then in 1933, the National Socialists seize power and Marx is being sacked as a professor at an arts academy. And it has to do with a few things. First of all, he was known as an artist who had taught at the Bauhaus. And everybody who was at the Bauhaus was disliked. The other thing was that Marx was very strong when his Jewish colleagues were sacked at the school he was teaching. He protested officially, and because of that, he was also thrown out. So when this sculpture was exhibited in 1937, the exhibition was closed right away, and Marx received mail that he was not allowed to exhibit this sculpture anymore.
I mean, it's not by chance that the Degenerate Art Show, the majority of the labels are about quote-unquote communist and Judaic art. The damage done to the arts in Nazi Germany and resulting especially through World War II is incalculable. But of course, one has to start first with the artists that were killed, were murdered. I just don't think you can talk about any equivalent in the modern period for the damage that that did to the arts. Art is not neutral. Art is not some separate sphere of the human world that we do on weekends or that we just enjoy on vacations. And I think if we forget, then we forget the complicated way that humans themselves both maintain power and resist power. And that's a lesson I think that we always need to remind ourselves of.
The sculpture then went on to be exhibited at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City in 1952 as part of the notable exhibition, Sculpture of the 20th Century, before returning to Philadelphia, where it was prominently displayed on the Art Museum terrace for nearly 40 years, 1953 to 1992. Maya was in storage for almost 30 years, but it's thrilling that Gerhard Marx's important and beautiful work is back here on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway.